From a new hit TV show to the big screen, Vanessa Williams is one of the busiest and most versatile performers today. Williams currently stars on the award-winning TV comedy Ugly Betty. She also takes the lead in the new movie My Brother. It's a survival story. Two inner-city brothers learn about life the hard way. Williams plays Letitia, their mother, who's dying from tuberculosis. In this scene, she instructs her oldest son on integrity.
Hey, Ma.
Isaiah, I think it's time you really became the man of the house. How would you like that?
Man of the house?
Mm-hmm.
I am the man of the house. See these muscles? Come on.
Oh, my little comedian. You always know how to make me laugh. Come on, sit up. And starting now, I will be confiding all grown up and important matters to you.
Vanessa Williams recently stopped by our studios at NPR West. She opened up about the pressures of being famous, relinquishing her Miss America crown, and motherhood. She told me why she was instantly attracted to her role in My Brother.
When I read it, I completely was drawn to the content. And also, ironically, I had worked with the Special Olympics and still am on the board for the International Special Olympics for over 7 years. I had wanted to do more. So this was an ideal opportunity for me as an artist to be able to portray a mother who deals with the issues of having a child with intellectual disabilities, who I work with all the time through the athletes that, you know, as part of the Special Olympics movement. And there are two sets of brothers, the older adult brothers and the younger brothers. I come back and flashback and I deal with the two younger actors.
Right.
One of which has Down syndrome and did a phenomenal job.
There's a couple scenes that I remember very well. One is when you've got the older brother, but when he's younger, and your character smacks him for lying about his grades. Mm-hmm. That's obviously a very controversial issue within the Black community and within all communities. Mm-hmm. What was it like to play someone as a mother who was obviously very caring, but also may have made some decisions in how she chose to raise her children that maybe you wouldn't make?
Well, in Letitia's particular situation, her backstory is she grew up in Savannah, Georgia, had some domestic issues that she ran away from, came to Harlem alone, and ended up having two children, one with Down syndrome and the other not, by two different men. And she was on government assistance. And her quest was to have her family, which was the three of them. When she becomes sick with tuberculosis, her dying wish is to have the boys adopted together. Conceptually, it was tough. And emotionally, to portray someone who has to deal with that many obstacles was tough, too.
I say, you got a D? You promised me you were going to study hard.
Ma, D doesn't mean dumb.
What?
It means damn good.
You keep talking like that, boy, you're going to get a damn beat.
Oh, sit down! You stay down. And don't you get up until I tell you. You got to work hard at learning. You hear me? You got to work hard at learning. You can't get anywhere in life. I can't do anything unless you work hard.
In Letitia's world, she knows that he's going to have to rely on his education to get ahead. And she's afraid that he's going to go into the streets and become an animal and just another statistic. Would I haul off and hit my own kids if they got a D and tried to blow it off? I don't know. I never have.
I guess you've never faced that.
I've never had to face that. And I certainly don't believe in corporal punishment, but that's what she knew.
So you're talking about the other actors shining in My Brother, and you've been shining recently in Ugly Betty.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I've heard your character described as a parallel to the boss in The Devil Wears Prada.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
How would you describe her?
Wilhelmina is a creative director at Mode, which is a fashion magazine in Manhattan. She is worldly, educated, cunning, wily, and extremely determined and will stop at nothing to get what she wants.
Listen up, people. Our dear friend Alexis has betrayed us. She's keeping Daniel as editor-in-chief.
What?
Don't worry. I'm going gently into this goodnight. We need a new plan. Excuse me. Where do you think you're going?
I'm not one of your flying monkeys, Wilhelmina.
Like hell you aren't. I gave you your wings. Sarah Jessica Parker wouldn't even know your name if I hadn't put you in Fashion Week. Don't cross me, sweetheart. Because you'll lose.
America is a really great actress to watch. How do you like working with her?
She's a great human being. I mean, she's only 22 years old.
And she's playing Ugly Betty, of
course. She's playing Ugly Betty. And she is one of the unique actors that works hard, is talented, delightful, and dedicated. And I'm so happy that Salma, who I attribute so much of the vision for Ugly Betty, she was there from the very beginning. She fought for America. She said, I will not do this project if I don't have America as Betty, because it's not going to work, and that's who I want.
You've got to love that name, America, America Ferrara, lead character. And then Salma Hayek, who, of course, is best known as an actress, taking the helm on the business side. Mm-hmm. Then you. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of strong women in one project. A
lot of strong women. And we're the chance for the audience to see so many different types of faces and cultures and not even question it is fantastic.
You've had ups and downs in your career and in your personal life, like everybody, but Miss America, dethroned, then you come back and you've done everything. When you lost your crown, did you ever imagine that you would be getting accolades like the Image Awards and like so many other awards? Or did you go through a period of depression or withdrawal?
Not at all. I had a fantastic family that continues to support me, but I had a great foundation. So I was my third year in college when I won Miss America. And, you know, a year later, I resigned and started my life. And
I had resigned. You weren't dethroned.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Clear.
Yeah. Yeah. And I only had six more weeks of my reign to finish. So I had met presidents. I had sung with Bob Hope. I had toured the country, made a difference, and done the Miss America role as best as I could. So I had accomplished a lot. So, yeah, of course, it was tremendously humiliating and a huge, huge setback to what my career was. But it never diminished my talent. I'm lucky at the point in my life where I decided to actually have kids because I started having children when I was 24. So now at 43 years old, I've got, you know, two that are almost in college, one that's, you know, in eighth grade, and my little one is in first grade. So I have had a career plus, you know, being able to be a mom through the whole thing. So I have it all and I saw it all. And I'm glad that, you know, through the hard work and being patient and surrendering to the process, it finally has come to fruition.
It strikes me that today we've had, I mean, celebrity culture and celebrity obsession has become so much more profound than
control.
When you were Miss America. Mm-hmm. So you have controversies over Miss USA. You have controversies over Britney Spears, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do we ask too much as a society of people who were in the public eye?
Well, back when I won Miss America, I was 20 years old, and there were just a few networks that had shows, and there was only maybe one or two entertainment shows. I didn't have the paparazzi stalking me, jumping out. I mean, you know, obviously once I had my incident with the pictures coming out, I, you know, definitely had people that were on my tail, but I didn't have the heat that these young performers have on a daily basis. They have no security, but they also have no opportunity to fail. Now these kids have so much pressure. So I keep that in mind while I raise my kids, and that's why I actually live in New York and in Westchester, and the kids go to the same schools that I grew up in because I love that community. I love knowing everybody, and I love the sense of that little ideal nature that we have back in the woods where, you know, compared to the big city.
I'm personally the kind of woman who doesn't set a lot of long-range goals. I have projects that I'm working on, things that I enjoy, but I don't necessarily say, in 5 years I'm going to be here, 10 years I'm going to be here. Are you someone who takes opportunities as they arise, or do you have a long-range plan? And if so, what is it?
I'm just like you. I kind of am open to what comes to me. Because when I try to think in 5 years I'm going to do this, it never works out. And there's always, I look back at my life and say, that person hadn't come into my life, then this never would have happened if I hadn't taken this step. And most of the times, the things that I least expect that will work actually do work and are life-changing. So instead of trying to manifest things and having opportunity to knock, tap me on the shoulder saying, wait, we're over here. No, I'm working hard on this thing right in front of me. I've definitely said, okay, this is what I should be doing. Well, let's try to be fearless. And that's kind of what I do.
All right. Well, Vanessa Williams, fearless. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
My Brother hits theaters nationwide today. You can also catch Vanessa Williams on Ugly Betty Thursday nights on ABC.